With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
First things first, your overall thoughts on the building itself when you kind of see the unveiling and see the process, what kind of goes through your mind first when you see it?
You know, it's incredible. I think that as the process went on and we saw, you know, all the phases of construction and all the phases of planning, you know, to see each and every step that was made, whether it was, you know, the foundation and then obviously the exterior and then obviously the interior and the court, the bleachers, all that stuff, the scoreboards, each step kind of created more and more energy and excitement, I think, from people that were going in there. Mm-hmm. And to kind of see everybody else that hasn't kind of had that step-by-step process go in the building and get their first view of it, you know, to see their reactions, I think it shows that we accomplished what our goal was, and that's, you know, to create an amazing environment for the university.
I'm sure that you've been able already to sell this to recruits, but what's kind of the feedback that you've gotten from them, and how excited are you to, as you go forward now, to keep selling this new facility to you know, prospective players?
It's enormous. You know, I think a lot of our recruits, you know, we've sent them pictures of the arena. Obviously, previously we had animation. Mm-hmm. Of the arena, but to have the real thing, be able to walk guys through that, really just shows the commitment that we have to basketball. And I think players want to be in a facility like that. They want to have, you know, every resource available to them so they can become, you know, the best at what they do. And I think that that will certainly be the case with the UPMC Event Center.
What have you heard from younger guys on the team that obviously maybe were part of the Sewell Center and now, you know, they go to where you played last year and now this? I mean, what has that kind of been like for them, and how excited are they for it?
Oh, they can't wait. You know, they can't wait to be in there. They can't wait to utilize all the resources. You know, it's indescribable for some of them. You know, mm-hmm. And I still, you know, can't wait to play a game in there and see what it's like on with the game day atmosphere. Because yeah. even the best buildings are better on game day. And so, you know, I think we have an incredible building, and I think it'll be even more electric on a game day.
Yeah, what do you expect from, you know, the crowd atmosphere and student involvement and all that with it?
Well, I think everybody's, you know, going to give us an opportunity to come and check it out, that's for sure. You mm-hmm. know, and I think, you know, the designers of the building did a good job in trying to plan for that fan experience so that they can come out and, you know, really be a part of the action. I mean, the proximity to the bleachers, from the bleachers to the court, is awesome. Everyone's going to be right on top of the court in the game, and I think that will create a home court advantage for our opponents and a great, fun environment for our fans, and I think hopefully it'll be just something that builds upon itself.
The anticipation, I'm sure, for that Pitt game, too. I mean, obviously, that's a significant moment for, I think, the university. And kind of, can you talk about the lead-up to that and how that came together? And then, obviously, I'm sure you're pretty excited about playing a crosstown rival at your home court.
Yeah, we reached out to them and kind of discussed it with them. And, you know, they were open to it. Mm-hmm. I think you've seen some other schools around the country do this, you know, for mid-major programs. North Carolina's done it a couple times. And the thing that's amazing is, you know, Pitt's really asked nothing in return. You know, they doing an incredibly neighborly thing and a generous thing to allow us to, you know, host them in our new building to kind of unveil it and give it the proper opening it deserves. And so we're incredibly thankful to them. And you know, it just was a series of conversations that went back and forth. And I think you know, Heather Like, she jumped on board with it and you know, helped, you know, the conversation with Coach Capel, and he was very gracious and open to doing it. And I think, you know, we're incredibly indebted to them for coming over and doing it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.